Okay.
It's 8:30 on the clock, so we will call to order the Board of Equalization meeting for Wednesday, May the 10th, 2017. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Tenants by observation, Jergens Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, and Tiemann. Gary may be here today, may not. They have a train to load out. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Vote.
Okay, so we need...
Denny, your thing there. Yeah, and then John. Well, 6-0 in favor, even though Zurich's out of the room in a minute. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I'd move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Bauman. A vote. 6-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And I know they're here for the public hearing. So, not quite 8:35. We have a timed event at 8:35. So we will go on and do the tax correction slips. I believe we had two of them.
Six and seven.
Number six and seven. We'll have to get them out here. Energy.
Has anybody seen the tax cards that Mr. Byers? Bob Byers?
Maybe. I make a motion to approve tax correction slips six and seven. One's about $70 and one's about $947. One's an addition, one's just a deduction.
I would second that motion.
Okay, motion by Bauman, seconded by Byers. One is a correction of $73.72 for a place in Barnston and corrected for the homestead exemption. And the other one is a church up by Claytonia, no, ME Church up by Claytonia, incorrectly listed as exempt, but property is rented, returned to the tax roll, and that's $902.94. So they're both. Oh, the first one is will be a negative. I mean, taken off $73.72. The second one will be an addition of $902.94.
The first one is the house sits on one lot and this detached garage sits on another, and you can exempt both, but we can't combine them because they sit in separate tax districts, so they have to stay separate. So we don't always catch those when we're entering those. So.
Yep. Any other
tax windfall for the county, wouldn't it?
Tax windfall, $900. Oh, so any other comments? Otherwise, vote. 6-0 in favor. Annette, anything? Because our timed event's at 8:35. We're not quite at 8:35 yet.
Okay.
So.
I don't know. We had these exemption applications. There were new ones for 2017.
Exemptions for...
I think that's under the timed event, when you're talking about the timed event.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I'm new to this.
Well, in case somebody's coming, we have to wait till the clock.
Wait till late. Okay.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't have anything, no.
Okay. Yeah, we'll let you talk about those in a little bit here.
Okay.
Yet, so, yeah.
Because we should know in case everybody doesn't know that Patty was in an accident. She's in the hospital in Lincoln. She had a plate put in her face and some other surgery done. So she is expected to come home today, I think.
Monday. But Monday morning.
You guys should know, be aware of that. Anything else on Patty other than just the face, basically?
I think she had a cracked or fractured rib.
Oh, my word.
Other than that, just sore. She was very lucky because the car caught fire and she crawled out the window.
She crawled out the window. Where was it? Where was?
In Kansas somewhere. I'm not real. Somewhere around Aikido. I'm not real sure of all the details.
Was she the only one, or was somebody?
She was the only one. Yeah. She's very lucky.
Very lucky. Yes. Okay, we do have a timed event at 8:35 on the clock. Public, entertain a motion to open a public hearing to approve or open a public hearing for exemption applications for real and personal property owned by the qualifying organizations of Evangelical Lutheran Good Samaritan, Region 5 Foundation, Blue Springs Cemetery Association, Southeast Community College, a.k.a. Legion Baseball Field.
I would move to hold public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Beyer, seconded by Bauman. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Now, you sure visit about them, anything you know about them? Or I know we do have somebody here from Region 5, so.
Region 5 one was they purchased a house at the end of last year. I don't have the exact date, but they use it as a group home for intellectually disabled adults. Okay. So,
would you like to come up and comment?
Yep.
Good, since you're here, usually. Your name and address for the record and what you organization you represent.
Tessa Human, and I'm representing the Region 5 Foundation. And do you want my work address?
No, that's good.
And this is the Region 5 Services Foundation.
Yes, sorry. Yes, okay. Not systems.
And talk a little bit about it.
We bought a house for 3 individuals with developmental disabilities to live in. And we have they have staffing 24/7. In that home. It's really nice. We like it.
Where's the home located?
902 Darwin.
I would certainly, being chairman of the Region 5 Services Board, we feel this is a very, very good move for these individuals, and more of the individuals that we have in services were moving into their own homes, living as independently as they possibly can, and they do need some support, but many of them were getting to a place to be able to support themselves one of these days, and this is just a wonderful thing. Thank you.
Is there any rent charge to these people?
Yes. They pay room and board. They pay $6.49 a piece per month.
My only question is, and I'm not saying this isn't good, my only question is if we rent a place, if a church rents out
their parsonage,
we knock them off the tax roll or tax exemption. If Region 5 rents it out,
It goes to the purpose of the 501c3 organization. Their purpose is to serve these individuals and through this. And I'm just going by what I would understand the difference would be, as opposed to a parsonage, which is put on, off the tax rolls because it is for a minister. Once it ceases that use, then it has to go back on.
My argument would be the money from that parsonage rent still goes to serve the tax-exempt church.
But if you want to argue that with the IRS, go ahead. I'm just kidding you. But that's the distinction that the IRS makes, at least the last that I knew.
That's right.
So, I wouldn't argue against this being tax-exempt. I would just think that church property would be tax-exempt. But just
it just depends on how many parsonages they have.
Good question. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else, Annette, you can enlighten us as to why maybe they're exempting the church or Good Samaritan or anything else you want to comment on, I guess?
On any of them? Or?
Any of them, yeah.
The ball field, I mean, it's always been exempt. It's just a matter of it changed ownership. The college took over that one.
Right.
And these aren't renewals. Is it once every 3 or 5 years they have to renew their exemption status?
No, these are not renewals. These are new ones. Okay. Because of new ownership or acquiring them. But, yeah, if it was a reaffirmation, it'd be every 4 years. So. Cemetery, I believe, was a new piece of land they acquired.
And they did.
And the Good Samaritan, there's just a couple of lots there that are vacant. They're not really used for anything, but they are owned by the Good Sam. So one's east of the building and one's south. So.
Any other questions? Otherwise, we'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing at 8:40 on the clock.
I would move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Beyer, seconded by Bauman. Vote. Now entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the exempt. Oh, 6-0 in favor. Sorry.
The clerk can't see that far. She needs your help.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank
you. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the exemption applications for real and personal property owned by qualifying organizations.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Byer, second by Hill. Comments? Vote? 6-0 in favor.
6-0, Don.
Thank you.
I know what your hearing was like, so I thought I'd just repeat.
Anything else, Annette?
No, we're just kind of trying to get things all organized and make sure all our new values are in. And
they go out here.
First of June, we'll get them ready to go. So end of the month, if anybody wants to come down and help fold and stuff and know what that's like, you're more than welcome.
And I've been around here long enough. I know it's 1st of June, but since I get my tax statement in Colorado the 1st of May, I came into the office and said, how come our statements aren't out yet on the 1st of May? But I was in the wrong state.
And then they will have approximately 30 days to file a protest, or how long do
they have? The month of June to file a protest.
The month of June. Okay.
Unless, you know, for some reason they get a board notice with a different date, then they have 30 days from that date to file a protest.
Anything else for equalization? If not, we'll adjourn at 8:41.